This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Bible stories. Jesus spent a lot of time in the synagogue because Jesus was a Jewish rabbi. And Jesus taught the teachings of the biblical lore from the Old Testament, as we understand it. And in teaching the biblical lore of the Old Testament, he gave out the information to the people. Well, one of the most important statements he made to the Jewish people and to all those who would hear and to us today, he said to these people, "I have come not to destroy the law and the prophets. I have come to bring you a new commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy being, and thou shalt love thy neighbor like thyself." Now, Jesus taught in the synagogue, and he taught everywhere, that everyone was God. He said that God, the creative cause of everything, is everywhere, and that it is in each person like he's the same. And that's why he said, when you seek here, look low here or low there, Luke 17:22, but the kingdom of God is in each man. And God dwells in its kingdom. And God is in each man as each man. Now, teaching this sort of thing in the synagogue was certainly a very blunt thing to do, a very powerful thing to do, and the people did not object. The people were well used to being told what the Bible meant and what the Old Testament scriptures meant and how they told the story of the life of the divine in man and how man is to live his life in a most noble and a most wonderful way. Well, as Jesus taught these things in the synagogue, what happened? The people listened, and they were in awe. They were in deep respect, because he gave references for all of the remarks that he made. And he showed that we are to truly worship the Lord our God, and that is the divine within us, with all our heart and soul and being. And probably the most telling thing of it all was we should love our neighbor like we love ourselves. How do we love the Lord our God within us? Do we love the Lord our God within us with all of our heart, soul, and being, with all of our joy and love, with all of our respect and honor, with all of our integrity? If so, we have made a great step, a great stride into the reality of who and what we are. Now, this is a step that the traditional Jewish faith had not made for many centuries. The traditional Jewish faith did not come to this awareness because the rabbis were used to teaching only the limitations. They were used to teaching the laws that would limit man. They were used to teaching how man must go by the traditions of the church, traditions of the teaching itself. And Jesus said, "Let us reach beyond the traditions into the life of God in man as man and live a noble, fulfilled, and fulfilling life." Now, this is a pretty powerful statement to make. But it is one that, if we will pay attention to it, it will open our eyes to an inner indwelling presence and awareness and a realization that we can and are the divine. We can be the divine. We are the divine. We can do anything we choose to do because we are the divine. And as the divine, the doors open up for us infinitely to accomplish all of the joy and the good and the wonder that we could ever have within us. Jesus in the synagogue. And there'll be more like that too. Remember, when he was 12 years old, he was in the synagogue, and he was discussing with the rabbis. And as he discussed with the rabbis, His mother wondered where he was. And she said, "Where were you? You made us worried." And he turned to her and said, "Wist thee not that I should be about my father's business?" Now that might sound a little blazon, a little blunt, a little bit inconsiderate and a little bit disrespectful, but in reality, he was speaking the most powerful words any child could ever utter. "I know the truth, and I'm following it." You know the truth too. Now you follow it too. Listen to your own heart and know that in your heart all truth dwells and all truth is forevermore. This is Dr. Bharati. I am here at the University of Healing sharing these ideas with you, bringing you the Bible stories as we understand them. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.